In the instruction giving process, it's often important to just look at the way the parent gives instructions to the child. Because even in the process of giving instructions to a child, children learn things from the parent. So if we can examine just that process of giving the instruction, I think we can learn some valuable things.
We want to make sure that the instructions we give to children are different than suggestions or opinions. We want to clarify instructions. This is something I'm instructing you to do. You need to respond. And so communicating clearly to a child, it doesn't have to be loud, doesn't have to be intense or angry, but it needs to be clear to the child, this is an instruction.
So when parents are giving instructions to children, some parents have a better way of doing that than others. One parent may be able to get the child to do something quicker or more effectively than another parent can, or maybe grandparents or a babysitter can move children along more quickly, or a teacher at school. What is it that that adult does in the relational process that helps the child understand? It's the way often that that instruction is given that communicates the message to the child.
We want to use a matter-of-fact tone of voice. We want to be firm with the instruction and clear. I'm expecting you to do this now. So we may start with the child's name. We may get their full attention first and then reveal the instruction, not as a suggestion, not all sugar-coated and sweet, but just clearly as an instruction. This is what we're expecting you to do.
So the expectations are clarified often in nonverbal ways between a parent and child. It is true that the words are important, that the very words that parents use can be the cues that tell children that now is the time they need to get up and get going. For example, sometimes parents ask questions. Do you want to work on your homework now? That's not the same as an instruction that says you need to work on your homework now. So the words themselves are important, but it's often nonverbal cues that parents give that are also key clarification points to children. What happens is that children are watching their parents, and the tone of voice that parents use, or sometimes just the parent moving closer to the child, or waiting for the child to get up and get going, all of those clarify that I mean business when I tell you this particular thing.
If the parent is giving an instruction on the run, they're not even paying attention to what the child is doing, they're kind of calling something into the other room, the child is not as likely to take that instruction seriously as if the child and parent are close together, eye contact. Okay, this is important, it needs to get done now. Then the child realizes this is an instruction, I need to follow through.
We call this whole process an action point. The action point really communicates to the child that I mean business right now, that I expect you to do what I'm telling you to do. If we analyze the action point in different parents or adults, we see that they vary at times. Some people are more relational, and children view that relational approach as leniency. So what we want to do is we want to teach our children how to respond to any kind of an approach, but they have to read the parent. And that reading of the parent takes some work. It takes patterns of developing, and parents communicate their expectations to children in the very way that they communicate the instruction.
If the parent communicates an instruction and then is willing to follow through if the child doesn't respond, then the child gets the message, this is important. My parent means what he's saying or what she's saying. If the parent is ready to follow through, it communicates an important message to that child.
I think that the clarifying of expectations in the instruction giving process is a real gift that we give to our children. Some children seem surprised when we come and discipline them because they didn't do what we asked. I think that part of what needs to take place here is the very instruction process itself needs to be clarified. I think we can also work with children to make this more clear. We can say to kids, I want to have a cue with you that helps you know when I am communicating something that's not just an idea or a question or a suggestion. It's one of those things that's important. And so I'm going to use the word now, or I'm going to use your name, or I'm going to say you need to, or something like that. When I do that, that's an indicator to you that I mean business. And so we're communicating and clarifying the expectation with the child.
We want to make sure that the child understands this is important, you need to be responding, and I'm going to do something about it if you don't. Now that doesn't have to be done with anger, it doesn't need to be intense, but it does need to be clear to the child, this is the process for giving and receiving instructions.